Next case is number 10419. It's a matter to establish proper spacing for the development of the Ambrose Bakken Pool in Divide County. Interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 10419 on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. We intend to call three witnesses in this matter by telephone, and those three witnesses will also be appearing in the next case on the docket, 10495. And the packet of exhibits that I've already distributed to the commission staff includes information for both 10419 and 10495, so we think it would be appropriate to combine and consolidate for purposes of hearing those two cases. The three witnesses we intend to call in the area of land, it will be Connie Wagers. In the area of geology, Ken Tompkins, T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S. And then finally, in the area of engineering, we'll be calling Bill Arnold. I believe they should be calling in here shortly.
Okay, as has been suggested, case number 10419 will be consolidated for purposes of hearing with 10495. Case number 10495 is a matter to establish temporary spacing to develop an oil or gas pool discovered by Sampson Resources Company with a well on and under the northwest of the northwest of Section 11, Township 162 North, Range 99 West in Divide County. Ms. Wagers?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. Connie, what I've done so far is I've asked, and the request has been granted, to combine and consolidate cases 10495 and 10419 because we have one packet of exhibits. What I'd like you to do, first of all, is state your full name for the record and spell your last name.
Connie Wagers, W-A-G-E-R-S.
And Connie, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm Senior District Landman for Sampson Resources Company.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And have you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
In preparation for today's consolidated matters, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters?
Yes, I have.
And have you brought with you, have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
We'd offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Motion is granted.
Thank you. Connie, let's turn to the packet of exhibits for these consolidated matters. Let's turn first to exhibit number one. Tell us what that is.
This is a regional location map and showing the area of interest for these two particular cases in Divide County. Those are in green.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, exhibit two.
This is a lease ownership map, and the yellow shows acreage owned by Sampson Resources. And in the outline, the solid outline shows the current Ambrose Bakken field, and the dashed outline is our proposed extension of that field.
Okay, and then you also list some wells on here as well, do you not?
Yes, I do. Those are wells that have been drilled. The only exception is down in 16299, sections 1 and 12, and that is a 1280 drilling unit, and the order number is on there.
And with respect to that 1280-acre drilling unit, are you requesting that that would remain or become a 1280-acre spacing unit?
Yes, we need that. We'd like that as a 1280, correct.
And then also on this map, you have a well listed here in section 11, the Larson 11-16299H well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's the well that's the matter of temporary spacing today, correct?
That's correct.
And what you're proposing is that the commission, in the proper spacing hearing for Ambrose Bakken Field or Ambrose Bakken Pool, extend the field boundaries to bring in the Larson well and establish the spacing unit for the Larson well at one well to 640 acres, correct?
That's correct.
That's all the questions I have for the land witness.
Any questions for Ms. Wagers by the staff?
Connie, this is Bruce Hicks. The area that you want expanded, are you wanting 640-acre spacing for everything except for 1 and 12?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Wagers?
Connie, this is Lynn Helms, and I was just looking at your exhibit number 2, and it indicates perhaps a 1280 for sections 25 and 36?
Yes, that has already been spaced. That was the strong well that was drilled.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, there appear to be none. Mr. Tompkins?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Fender.
Thank you. Ken, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
My name is Ken Tompkins, spelled T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S.
And, Ken, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm a geologist for Samson Resources.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
Have you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I am.
And in preparation for these consolidated matters, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant geologic matters?
Yes.
And have you prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion is granted.
Ken, let's turn to Exhibit 3 in the packet of exhibits and tell us what that is and then briefly highlight what's contained upon it.
Okay. Exhibit 3 is a structure map drawn on the top of the Bakken Formation. See, the contour interval is 10 feet, going to a fairly gentle dip to the south. This map was made with a combination of both subsurface control and 2D seismic data. The wells with the red dots are wells completed in the Bakken Reservoir. The red outline in the middle is coincident with the same Exhibit 2 shows the current field outline of the Ambrose Bakken pool, and the green cross-hatched area is the proposed extension of the Ambrose Bakken pool. And again, the well in section 11 of 162 North, 99 West is the Larson 11-162-99H. The blue line labeled AA prime is a location indicator for the exhibit number 4 cross section.
Okay, let's go to the next exhibit, exhibit 4.
Okay, exhibit number 4 is a collection of wells located in and around the Ambrose Bakken pool. And I have to apologize for the quality of this display. It didn't translate well into a PowerPoint slide, but I'll try to walk you through it as best I can. Each well has three tracks in the log presentation. The tract on the left-hand side is a gamma ray caliper. The tract in the middle is a resistivity tract, and the tract on the right is a neutron density porosity tract. The actual members of the Bakken reservoir are labeled on the side, even though you can't see the logs very well. But the main takeaway here is that the members of the Bakken Reservoir are continuous in and around the Ambrose Bakken Pool area.
So it's your opinion that the Ambrose Bakken Pool does extend into that area that you have highlighted on your Exhibit 3 with the green cross-hatching, correct?
That's correct.
So if wells are drilled in that area, or the well that has been drilled in that area, that produces from the same common source of supply as the wells that currently produce from the Ambrose Bakken Pool, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, Connie briefly mentioned the fact that you're proposing that Section 1 and 12 be a 1,280-acre spacing unit. Can you briefly describe for the Commission how you would drill that well? Would you drill it in the same configuration as you did your 1,280 and 25 and 36, or would you drill one long lateral? What's your proposal for there?
No, our proposal would be to drill a long single lateral. We haven't decided exactly on the orientation. Probably be from the northwest to the southeast.
Okay.
The well in 25 and 36 is a Strom well. It was drilled as a dual lateral coplanar well, and we will not be drilling that same configuration.
And those areas that you're proposing, 640-acre spacing, would your wells be configured similarly to the 640-acre spacing units that have been currently drilled in Ambrose, that being either northwest to southeast or southwest to northeast?
That's correct.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for this witness.
Any questions for Mr. Tompkins by the staff?
Ken, this is Bruce Junker. Have you targeted the middle Bakken in your previous wells that you've drilled, or have you looked at, or do you plan on looking at the sandy sand?
No, thanks for bringing that up, Bruce. All the wells out here have been drilled in the Sanish, which is the bottom purple zone on the cross-section. We do not have any plans to drill in the middle Bakken.
One thing, will you submit a larger cross-section for our records so that
Certainly.
We can review this? The wells in the Ambrose Field, have they been drilled by Sampson, or are they drilled by other operators?
In the
Bakken wells, I'm talking.
Bakken wells, yes, they're all drilled by Sampson.
Is there a preference or reason as to drilling 1280s over 640s in the field geologically?
Not geologically. We're trying to determine what's the most feasible configuration to drill our wells in, both from an economic standpoint and from a recovery standpoint.
So it's more of an engineering decision than a geologic decision?
Yeah, we have experimented with different orientations in northwest, southeast, and northeast, southwest orientations, and that was the main geological contribution. The long lateral is more of an engineering function.
Okay, thank you.
Ken, this is Bruce Hicks. Talking about the orientation, have you found a preferred direction that you would like to drill in this area?
Well, you know, from our core data, we found that the principal stress direction was more to the northeast, and the principal minimum stress is more to the northwest. But the ratio between the two in terms of the actual stress measurements was virtually the same, so what that tells you is that basically it doesn't really matter which direction you go. So we've been experimenting with it, but we have found that we think the preferred orientation is from the northwest to the southeast.
And the 1280 that you would drill, would that be a north-south well?
You know, we haven't actually decided on that, but it will probably go from northwest to southeast.
Okay, and I assume that you are requesting 500-foot setbacks.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Tompkins? Okay, there appear to be none. Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. Bill, state your full name for the record. Please spell your last name.
My name is Bill Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D.
And Bill, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm an engineer for Sampson Resources.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion is granted.
Bill, let's go to Exhibit 5. Tell us what that is.
Exhibit 5 is a summary, tabular format of the reservoir properties and the economics for the average reservoir properties over this pooled area, proposed pool area. Just running through that somewhat quickly, we're at a depth of around 8464 feet total vertical depth. Our main pay interval is an average thickness of 10 feet, porosity 6%, and water saturation of 30%. Running in some fluid properties, temperatures and pressures, and calculating total oil in place on a 640 on a typical 640 acres in the area is about 1.37 million barrels, with a primary recovery factor of approximately 13%. That gives us a primary estimated recoverable reserves of 178,500 barrels of oil. Taking that number and running some economics on it, on the second half of the sheet on the bottom, I've made some quick economics run there, assuming an operating cost of $7,000 per month, which is representative, 20% royalties and overrides burden, assuming an average oil price of $70 per barrel and $5 per MCF, generates a net sales number of $10.7 million over the life, over the 25-year life, an assumed 25-year life of the well. That would generate oil severance tax of approximately $1.1 million and gas of $21,000. Operating expense over the 25 years is $2.1 million, giving a net income of $7.4 million on a $5.3 million investment for a single 640 lateral, generating a 1.4 return on the investment.
Okay, and then Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is the production history of the Larsen 11-162-99 well, our recently completed well, showing oil and water production per day, practically to date.
All right, and then very quickly, Exhibits 7 through 10. Can you just identify those, please?
Yes. Exhibit 7 is the oil distillation report from the crude oil produced from the Larsen 11-162-99 well. Exhibit 8 is the oil analysis report conducted on the crude produced from the Larsen 11-162-99. There's a typo there on the from the lab, I see, on the well location. And exhibit number 9 is the Larsen, is the water analysis report from the same well on the produced water from the Larsen 11-162-99 well. And finally, exhibit 10 is the gas analysis report from the gas associated gas produced from the same well, the Larsen 11-162-99.
Bill, it's my understanding then that your recommendation in this proper spacing matter and temporary spacing matter is that the commission extend the field boundaries of the field to include those areas that are depicted on the exhibit that Connie discussed as well as the exhibit that Ken discussed, and that the commission make the temporary spacing for the Ambrose Bakken pool proper. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay.
And in your opinion, will making the temporary spacing order proper and extending the field boundaries to include these additional lands as they are depicted on Exhibits 2 and 3, is that going to prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Madam Examiner, I don't have any other questions. We would offer Exhibits 1 through 10 in cases 10495, 10419.
The exhibits are received, and are there any questions for Mr. Arnold and his staff?
Bill, your investment is for a single 640. What would your investment be for 1280?
We have not prepared a full-blown and detailed cost estimate yet, but we have estimates in the range of around $6 to $6.5 million.
Bill, this is Bruce Hicks. How do you plan to stimulate your wells?
We've been, what we have been doing and we plan to continue to keep doing is stimulate with stage fracking. We've been installing uncemented liners in our laterals with external swellable packers, typically in a 640 orientation, or call it a 5,000 foot lateral. We're simulating that lateral in 8 to 10 stages right now. And we feel like we should be increasing that number, and we're stepping that up as we go. The simulations will be similar to many others in the area. They're sand fracking. Typical stage volume would be 60 to 120,000 pounds, depending on the distance between our two packers.
Do you believe you're getting stimulation into the Middle Bakken?
Yeah, we believe that we are. We have conducted a microseismic survey not in this area, that suggested we do get upward height growth into and beyond the Middle Bakken.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, this is Lynn Helms. Look at your exhibit number 6. Is the water production that you're displaying there formation water, and is that the norm for the Ambrose area?
The water that's displayed there was not water that we introduced into the well. I would say so. It is formation water from some formation. I don't know where it's coming from. We think about that a lot. So yes, that is produced water. Okay. And to answer your second part of the question, this is somewhat typical from some of our wells in this area.
Do you believe that's coming from the Three Forks or the Middle Bakken?
We believe that it's coming from the Middle Bakken.
Any presence of hydrogen sulfide or anything like that?
Occasionally, yes. We do see the presence of hydrogen sulfide, suggesting that, we have, I'm not sure what that means either, actually. It could mean that it's coming, that we're getting some water from up above the lodgepole, perhaps, and some of the more sour Madison formations. Or it could be the generation of H2S caused from bacteria, perhaps. But typically, what we see in our wells is a very small. When we see it, it's in very small concentration.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked with the operators on the north side of the Canadian border that are drilling in southeastern Saskatchewan? Are their results similar?
Yes, we've talked to an operator or two that are north of us. And what we understand is their results are not similar. They are producing a lot more water than we are. I don't know anything about H2S and lack of oil.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Any other questions by the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. Anything further in these cases, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes cases numbers 10495 and 10419.